live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A as the week flies by. I really can't believe it, but it's true. Thanksgiving is a week from today. Where did the year go? Well, you heard Nick mention YRMC, the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We have good news from them. All sorts of great classes coming up for self-help coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. till 4:30, an all-day family birthing class. This is designed for first-time moms and their partners to help prepare for the arrival of a new baby. Participants are encouraged to start the series no later than the 27th week of pregnancy. This all-day family birthing class is only $35. It goes from 9 to 4:30 Saturday at YRMC East. That's in the Pronghorn Room at the hospital on East Florentine. You can call 928-442-8800 to register. There's also a four-week family birthing class series designed for first-time moms. That will be Tuesdays. That's the 21st through December 12th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Once again, in the Pronghorn Room at the YRMC East facility on Florentine Road in PV. And also a combination hip and knee replacement class. YRMC's physical rehab and case management departments, they offer one-hour informational classes for local residents who are scheduled for or contemplating total knee or total hip replacement. That is 11:15 to 12:15, 11:15 a.m. to 12:15 p.m., and that is weekly at the YRMC Wellness Center, the Community Education Room at 930 Division Street in Prescott. You want to call 928-771-5131. Well, our guest today on Q&A, we're looking forward to talking to Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society with adoptable animals and pet care tips and important things you'll need to know to keep your four-legged friends safe during Thanksgiving, because that will pose special hazards for your lovable little animals. And firearms instructor John Stankiewicz from Nielsen Training, he's coming in. John's got some great advice on legally and safely protecting your family, yourself, and hunting activities. And then Danny Fisher will be here from Clayhody Clay Studios. Hey, congratulations to our Yavapai College Rough Riders. They won 7-2 last night over Mercer College. They will play in the semifinals Friday at Mountain Valley Park, a 3 o'clock start against Tyler, Texas, the defending national champion. The Rough Riders are just two games away now from hoisting the national championship trophy in the NJCAA and right on their home turf. How cool would that be? Arizona Coyotes hockey tonight at 5:30 on KQ&A-FM as the Coyotes visit the holiest of hockey cities, Montreal, Quebec, where the Canadiens players say the fans are 100% behind us, win or tie. Just a little bit of pressure, right, guys? So stay tuned. We've got a good show coming away today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
In 2004, Greece hosted the Summer Olympics. Facebook appeared for the first time as a social network, and Chevrolet offered employee pricing to the public. And now, after 13 years, employee pricing has returned. Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Chevrolet. This November, after 13 years, Chevrolet's opened up the employee pricing program to the public on all 2017 Silverados, both light duty and heavy duty, Tahoes, Suburbans, Corvettes, Camaros, and Traverse. With employee pricing, a crew cab Silverado with an MSRP of $40,475 becomes just $29,326. With employee pricing, a Chevy Tahoe with an MSRP of $49,170 becomes $39,678. After 13 years, employee pricing is back for the month of November at Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Call 928-778-5262 for more details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 308. You know, if you're in the area of Robert Road and Spouse Drive, there's a really fun place to go. And I bet you haven't been there yet, but you've gone by, you've seen the sign outside and thought, what's going on in there? Well, Danny Fisher, when people see the Coyote Studio sign, what is going on in there?
Lots and lots of art and community. Mm-hmm. We're next to the smoke shop or the green building, but the landlord has very recently given us the okay. They're actually going to pay for us to be a different color. So I don't think I'll be ready by January, but there's a revamp coming. Mm-hmm. Inside, we're revamping and rearranging and getting all the Christmas goodies and all the art up front. Mm-hmm. We didn't have too much time to get a lot of art to different galleries and vendors because during the school year, the kids are our art.
Oh, that's right.
You know, sure. And you can't mess around and do minimum quality when you're dealing with people's children. Mm-hmm. So our art kind of goes on the side. That's not mine.
It's not my phone. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The art kind of goes on the side, you know, while we're playing with the kids.
Sure.
And it's not just bread and butter, but everything. They need all their art back.
Yes.
They need to not lose pieces. We need to be diligent. So now we get to make some art. That's what I like about summer, too.
That's the best part of the job, making the art. So when you change the colors outside, you're still going to stay in the same location, right?
For now, I have ideas about next year, and I'm not going to get too far ahead of myself.
Sure.
But we looked at different places. We were willing to pay more for rent, and we wanted to, you know, kind of get out of that area and the stigma just because we're next to Exhale Smoke Shop, which are not bad people, but we deal with kids, you know?
Yeah.
And after all this time, we realized that's our place is to decorate and doctor up and show diversity. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens to be right there. We have Tri-City Computers on our other side too, and they're really great people as well.
Sure.
They come to our open mics and perform originals. And
so tell us about those open mic nights.
Open mic is 6 to 9 on Thursday nights. That's tonight. My husband will be hosting it with Jay Song this evening because I won't be going in. I'm just taking a breather before a busy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 to 9, you can perform. We have sound equipment and you can plug in. We have six, you know, inputs on there. And then there's, you can make a Raku pot for $15, which is usually $25, or you can paint. You can free paint, and we give you the supplies for $15.
Sure. So tell us what kinds of classes and who they would be for.
Classes in the shop, we've got Mudslingers for adults. Right now, it's typically $129 for six classes. It's on a punch card. You get 2 pounds of clay, which is like two average size ramen bowl size art pots.
Sure.
You make six you do six classes of making, five classes of making in a glaze day, but it's on a punch card, good for 12 weeks. So if you're going out of town or you're sick or something, you can just call us. We have hours, but we always ask that you call because we don't want you to come in when there's a party of 20.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so we have that one right now. It's typically $129 for six classes. It's $99 until after Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And then Mud Puppies in-house, not at the schools. That's a different rate. Mm-hmm. But in-house is usually $99 for six classes on a punch card. Right now it's $150 for 12 on a punch card.
And you've done work with school systems around here, haven't you?
All of them. No, that's our forte, and not a lot of people understand that I did the same thing 10 years ago in the same area. And it's funny because the girl that works at Step One, I like to get the smoothies there, and she's 18 now, and she's like, I took your Mud Puppy class at the Civic Center when Roy Jenkins was still in charge of activities, and I was really little, and it meant so much to me. Mm-hmm. So lately, even though things are wild and crazy sometimes, and I'm feeling a little under the weather, I'm just so full of gratitude right now. If you really look at perspective, like if you go out in the parking lot now and you see my crazy car that's painted, it was a $900 Honda, you know, and it was ugly, so I painted it all kinds of colors. You've got people driving by scowling, and then you've got all these people thanking me because it made their day, you know?
Sure.
So, you know, I don't have tile in my house yet. My mortgage is less than what people pay for an apartment,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I only have 10 years left. You know, my family's doing great. I've got Clayote, and everybody appreciates the things I'm trying to do.
Sure.
So I'm in a really good spot.
Creativity is fun, isn't it?
It is fun.
And
it
it's freeing, isn't it? It's liberating.
I guess everybody says it has something to do with free spirit, but I'm also focused. You know what I mean? Like, I think it just lets that out of you.
It takes discipline to do it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I met a new accountant recently. Her name is Chantel, and she is an animal healer and an accountant. And
really?
I thought, whoa, isn't that just like Da Vinci? You know, like, she can do the numbers,
yeah.
And she can also do things like that. That's kind of my, I hope that I fall, even if I can't make a website myself or do spreadsheets, I hope that
welcome
I can.
Welcome to my world.
Right? I hope I can fall somewhere in there where I'm still organized. You
sure.
Know?
Hey, well, speaking of animal healer, you brought a guest alongside, and this guest is gorgeous. Tell us about your friend.
This is Kachina. She is our mascot at Clayote. She goes to the schools with us. I haven't got her service dog license yet because $80 out of the $180 is for a vest, and she's still growing.
Oh.
So I'm going to wait a little bit, but she's been to Coyote Springs. They love her there, and she's
nice.
Been to Humboldt and Chino, and she worked with West Yavapai Guidance Clinic folks. So I raise dogs, and I raise huskies, and so she was the runt, and I kept her because she's so calm, and she's just kind of like our logo now.
And she's laying on the carpet right next to your feet right now. She is very laid back. You know, you mentioned before you have a bit of a cold right now, mm-hmm. right? Well, as being a former bartender, I used to recommend liquid courage, but you have a whole different definition of liquid courage, don't you?
Well, we're not talking about getting with someone for the evening, liquid courage. We're talking about the fact that kids know they can do anything for the most part. I have a couple of shy kids and kids that need confidence, but it's still really embedded in them that they will go, they know they can make art,
mm-hmm.
and they know they can sing and perform in front of people. They usually don't care. They usually don't get too embarrassed. So this event coming up at the Raven, 6 to 9, I've been collaborating with Valerie, their wine manager. She's amazing. We're doing
this which evening?
Sunday, 6 to 9, November 19th. It's called Liquid Courage. It's a free event. It's for all ages and abilities. The tables at the Raven will be covered with paper, and you can do crayons and just hang out with your family if you like. The kitchen is not open, but they have snack packs like gourmet cheeses and fruits,
yeah.
and there are drink specials, but it's a family-oriented activity. So you can paint for $15. You can make pots on the wheel for $15. And then Sunfish Earth, me and my husband's band with Jay Song, are going to be hosting the open mic performances. So we already have three people signed up, and you just get in there and perform. If you want to do acting, comedy, spoken word, music, it's whatever you want to do. I know the Raven also is having a new activity on Thursdays, and they haven't quite found the name for it, but it's also going to be kind of an open performance and interesting.
Really?
Instead of just paying a band, like, you know, it's great. We have live music everywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But they're wanting, Thursday nights are now switching from a band to the community coming out and utilizing the area and using performances and getting their art out there. So I think it's cool how they're always trying to implement that.
Tell me about some of the performances you've had at Open Mic at Coyote Studios.
Open Mic performances? Mm-hmm. It was slow for summer because everybody loves to go downtown and, you know, do the outdoor live music thing and get some good bands. Now we're starting to get busier again. I get the music teacher from Humboldt Elementary, who's quite a funny cat. He just had his concert and it was adorable. All the kids were singing Proud to Be an American, and he was so nervous the day I saw him practice because it was Halloween and the kids were jacked on candy, but the performance wound up coming together really well. Anyway, he comes, Jay's song comes, she brings her children, a 9-year-old and a 16-month-old, so we have little kids banging on drums and running around trying not to touch pots.
Sure.
Me, my husband, there's a man named Mike that does spoken word. The kids that own Tri-City Tech with their father come over and perform originals. They have a baby at home, so they have two very funny songs they perform and they sound very like heartfelt. Yeah. One is about projectile vomiting because they have a baby at home. And the other one is a song about I ran out of ramen flavor packets because they were so poor.
Oh, boy, when you're running out of ramen flavor packets, yeah, things are really getting rough.
My goodness.
Hey, tell us about the Mud Puppies classes. How old are your youngest people in these? And what do they do when confronted with pottery and clay?
It depends on who it is, because some of the young ones come over and say, "Will you open my goldfish crackers for me?" That's the first thing I hear out of them.
Sure.
But what do they do when confronted? What I find is the class is broken down into four clay days and then a glaze day and then an art show. So when they make stuff, we take it away every day and they don't see it until class five. So they're usually really apt to try clay, but you can see them kind of piddling if it's their first time around between the second and fourth class. Like, why am I even doing this? Who even cares? And then the fifth class, they get everything back to paint and they're like, oh, there it is. Look at what I made. Then they put the colors on and they get it back at the art show with all the colors. Once they won't go one cycle, they know what to expect. But there is a second to fourth class, like, lull in there.
And last but not least, tell us about your Black Friday sale.
Black Friday, we are open 11 to 7. We have two tables full of $10 pots. We have the same specials I'm talking about as far as classes in shop. 12 Mud Puppies for $150 versus it's usually $198. And then the adult class, which is $129 for six classes, will only be $99 until then. So you could buy it in a gift card. And then we do have buy a pot and get 10% off your classes anyway. You can also come in and make pots, make ornaments. If you want to make any kind of holiday gifts and you want it back before Christmas, and you want that back definitely before Christmas, you need to do that within the next 2 weeks because the kilns are going to get overloaded. So if you want to make something great, if you want us to make something, we can do that for you.
And give me a phone number or webpage.
ClayoteStudios.com, C-L-A-Y-O-T-E, studios.com, and Danny Fisher at 610-823-3742. I'm really excited to see everybody downtown in Prescott. I haven't had a lot of time to go see my old friends, and I'm really thrilled.
Every time you're on the show, the time just flies. Thanks so much for coming on. Stay tuned because we've got Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society and John Stankiewicz from Nielsen Training coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
The toilet's overflowing. No, don't overflow. Jim, hurry. The toilet's overflowing. Oh, no. My new floor, Jim. The water's gushing out. Oh, it just got my Persian rug.
There, the water's off.
Oh, what a mess. I was afraid that guy we hired didn't know what he was doing.
Don't put your investment in hands of someone who's not licensed. When you need a contractor, call me, Sandy, at Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Hey neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican restaurant for dinner tonight, or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Olivas, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Olivas.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble. Work, school, dentist appointments. The workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives. So wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group in Prescott. Finley Automotive Group boasts the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars with almost 10,000 vehicles in our inventory. That means the largest selection of new and pre-owned sedans, SUVs, trucks, and hybrid vehicles in the county. With five brands side-by-side and 32 dealerships strong, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has your vehicle. And because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need.
Hi, I'm Robbie Hinshaw. Finley Automotive Group consistently rates among the highest in customer satisfaction and quality of service. We are proudly serving the residents of Yavapai County and beyond, including all surrounding communities. And because of our reputation for outstanding service, low prices, and excellent customer service, Finley Automotive Group Prescott has become a favorite destination for automotive shoppers throughout all of Northern Arizona.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Hyundai, Subaru, GMC, Buick, and Toyota.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:22. You know, Thanksgiving, believe it or not, is here next Thursday. Our friend Terry Davis is here from the Yavapai Humane Society. Terry, a lot of people who are pet owners probably aren't real aware that there are certain hazards with your pet when it comes to Thanksgiving. What would those be?
Oh my goodness, you know, just Thanksgiving itself brings so many great food for us people, but for pets, a lot of those foods are toxic. And so I know we talked about last month about Halloween and how chocolate has toxins in it. Chocolate is also around for Thanksgiving, for sure.
Those desserts and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would think, too, because there's other things that we'll talk about, you know, hazards with Thanksgiving. But I would think, too, since pets are so good at picking up our moods and everything, a lot of people get stressed out when they have family and friends coming over. Because, you know, it's like the old Irma Bombeck book. She titled it Family, the Ties That Bind and Gag. Because, you know, we're not always happy to see certain relatives. The pets pick up on that, don't they?
Oh my goodness, they can really read our moods, which is why it is so important, especially this week on Friday, we're doing microchipping for dogs and cats. Do that this Friday at our walk-in clinic. It's $16. You'll register them just in case they do pick up on that mood and they want to run away. We want to run away on Thanksgiving.
A lot of us do. Yes, indeed we do.
And people are coming in and out of the house and you can't always keep an eye on them. So get them microchipped on Friday at our walk-in clinic, definitely.
See, that's why the NFL always has two televised games on Thanksgiving. So you have an excuse to get away from the relatives and park yourself in front of the television. You know, I think a lot of people might be surprised. You don't want turkey being given to your animal, right?
That's right. Turkey has a lot of fat in it, which is bad for their pancreas, and the pancreas can actually shut down. Of course, also, turkeys, a lot of small bones, and those bones are cooked, they become really brittle, and so we've had, this is kind of gross, but we've had intestines punctured by turkey bones, so we've had emergencies on Thanksgiving. So keep an eye on your turkey, and of course, keep an eye on your trash can. It's going to smell delicious on Thanksgiving.
Sure. It's going to be a buffet.
It absolutely will, and even dogs that don't normally go toward the trash can, there's so many great smells on Thanksgiving, so please keep a lid on it, keep an eye on it.
You know, it's a great point, because you know we're used to having food that is heated, cooked, things like this. They're not. They have, of course, that incredible sense of smell. Mm-hmm. And when you cook something, that smell is released and that aroma's got to drive them crazy.
Oh
my
gosh.
If they're in the house and you've got, you know, five different things going, oh my goodness. And we also don't want to feed them, you know, onions or garlic, and definitely no alcohol.
Right. I know some people go crazy and think that they're being kind to their pet by feeding them things that they wouldn't normally feed them. But we have to remember as much as we love them like people, they're not people, and their digestive systems are quite different than ours. So just be careful with what you're feeding your pet on Thanksgiving, please.
And you've also got, now I mentioned before, the previous guest, Danny, she has a Black Friday sale coming up. You've got Small Business Saturday and Black Friday sale at the thrift store, correct?
We are so excited. So we're having, instead of Black Friday, we're going to do Bark Friday.
Cute.
We're all about puns. So that's going to happen all day on Black Friday. It's going to be 50% off. And that's also for Saturday, Small Business Saturday. Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing is normally items marked firm are 10% off. Michael is marking those 30% off.
Cool.
So he has some great antiques and things that normally would not be marked off at all, even during a 50% off sale. So it's going to be a special 2 days. And of course, shopping local on Saturday is important. You're helping our pets. Okay. You're helping our community. So get out there and shop on Saturday too, guys.
So tell me about the colder weather is coming. Okay, there's no way of avoiding that. What precautions should we take if our pets spend a lot of time outdoors?
Oh boy. So we want to make sure that they have a warm shelter area, somewhere that they can call their own, that protects them from the elements, the cold wind, of course. Something interesting is a lot of times cats will sleep underneath the cars for warmth. So before you start your car, make sure you check under your hood, make sure you check under your car.
You know, we found under our hood.
What's that?
We found out some of our spark plug wires had been chewed because with a Honda, Honda makes spark plug wire covers out of soy protein, and rats had made a nest in my car's engine.
Oh my goodness.
And chewed some of the spark plug wires.
Wow. So that's another reason cats might be in there. They might be chasing those pack rats.
There you go.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, the mechanic told us start looking under your car once in a while to see if there's evidence.
Right.
You know, rat dropping, stuff like this. But also because if there's a cat down there, or the cat might be looking for shelter, you know, from a predator or something.
Sure,
too.
Yeah. Sure. It's surprising how many times I'll go out to my car. And it's not just your own cats. It could be a feral cat. It could be your neighbor's cat. So even if you don't have cats, please check under your car before you drive away, especially this time of year.
And not only that, but one of the deadliest things a cat or a dog can lap up off the driveway is antifreeze.
Absolutely.
And cars leak antifreeze.
They do.
That can be deadly, can't it?
Definitely. And you know, it has a sweet taste to it. So it draws them to it. So please make sure that your garage is nice and cleaned out. A lot of times people put cardboard down to catch it so they can throw it away. But maintenance of your car is important this time of year, not only for you, but for your pets.
You know, now you guys specialize, of course, in dogs and cats, right?
Yes.
I understand you took in some pigs not too long ago.
We partnered with Circle L Ranch, and we're so proud of our partnership. We really love that organization. They do amazing things. But they had some potbelly pigs, and we have a great clinic staff that helped them spay and neuter those pigs.
Spaying and neutering a potbelly pig. The mind just reels.
Right? But, you know, it's one of those things. Living in Prescott is such a pleasure because all of us organizations, we come together for the good of the community. So we're happy when we get to partner with another local organization to make them stronger.
I can just imagine you're sitting outside with your potbelly pig and a javelina comes by and the pig goes, Dad, where you been? I mean, I can, you know, so I'm just picturing this.
There you go.
This silly scenario. So with the cold weather coming up, you want to make sure, of course, you know, you got fresh water and a place, you know, for the pet to be warm.
Right.
But, you know, it's amazing how in the wintertime we'll take things for granted. And then we go outside one day and, oh, my gosh, the water dish is frozen.
Right. Oh, my gosh, that happens so many times. Mm-hmm. Of course, being animal lovers ourselves, we are on top of it. But sometimes you forget and you can get warmers for that kind of thing that go under the bowl, which is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that we can do for our pets. Also, we want to make sure that if you do take them for a walk, that the concrete isn't too cold because we don't want them to get frostbite.
Yeah.
We really have to think of their poor little paws out there in the cold.
You know, when it comes to, you know, hazardous foods, you know, for your pets, I was looking a few things up the other day because we have two cockatiels that we just love to death. We were giving them peanuts in the shell, the whole shell peanuts, which seems like a natural thing for birds, right?
Right.
We found out that with peanuts, they have a toxic membrane right under the shell, and that can be dangerous for cockatiels. So that came out of the cage right away.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing, you know, how many things are really dangerous for your pet that we assume are perfectly safe.
Yep. You know, we have a saying that's give it a googs, which is go to Google and look it up.
And that's how I found it out.
Before you feed your pet anything.
Yeah.
It is shocking. I mean, peanut butter is fine for dogs, so you don't really think about it being hazardous to birds. And you would think in their natural environment, this is something they would come across.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah,
it's always
better
really to be
safe.
It
pays to do a little research, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Hey, at the thrift store, tell us about Fido's Finds and Tabby's Treasures.
Yes. So Tabby's Treasures is a fantastic little spot that has some antique jewelry, some really special trinkets that you'll only find there. So if you are into jewelry, or maybe you're shopping for your spouse or your significant other, that's a great place to find really unique, one-of-a-kind antique pieces of jewelry that you won't find anywhere else. So that's Tabby's Treasures.
Mm-hmm.
So Fido's Finds is really special things that we think deserve a little extra attention. For instance, we had a whiskey decanter back there that was in the shape of a pub from Germany. I mean, you won't find that anywhere else.
Sure.
But if you have a whiskey aficionado, what better way than to give them something special like that that they won't find anywhere else? We had an Orphan Annie lunchbox. I would have loved to receive that gift.
Yep, you know?
So Fido's Finds just has some stuff that you really wouldn't find anywhere else. Really treasures. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Little Orphan Annie, we had the little girl who is starring in this weekend's production of Annie at the Elks Theater.
Oh my gosh.
She was here yesterday and she has this real bright red hair. So I figured it had to be her, right?
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, are you going to wear a curly wig, you know, for Annie? She said, no, I'm going to curl my hair.
Aww.
So she's going to curl it, you know, like Little Orphan Annie. And then I made a joke. I said, look at my hair. Does it remind you of Daddy Warbucks? And she said, yeah. You know, smart.
Confident.
Yeah. I'll teach her a lesson. And no, anyway, one last thing to ask you about. You guys do, you not only adopt out animals after caring for them in the shelter, you guys do some amazing behavioral work. And you had a perfect example of that on Sandy Moss's TV show Tuesday. Tell us about Dolph.
Yeah. So we got Dolph in. He's a little poodle and he's just the cutest thing.
Now.
Yes. So when he first came to us, he actually, you would take a step toward him and he would run and into a corner and growl at you.
Mm-hmm.
He was not accepting any love. He was not accepting any attention. Our staff is so caring. They really took the time to let him build confidence with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a volunteer that took it one step further. Her name is Tracy. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She actually sat in his kennel with him until he came up to her. So she spent several hours, several days just sitting in the kennel, waiting for him to warm up. And eventually she took him as a foster.
Oh.
And so you saw him on TV on a Tuesday sitting on my lap. And I had never met him before.
Yeah.
So he's come such a long way. And going to the TV, he was letting people pet him. He was not growling. He is a beautiful little dog. He has a little more confidence to build because he wasn't exactly walking up to people yet. But he's going to get there. Thanks to our behavior team and our crazy amazing volunteers.
If I remember, was it Ariel Schweitzer, I think, is one
yes,
of your behavior
Ariel.
People? Yeah, because she had, I believe, worked with the dog that we ended up adopting.
Yes, from the hoarding situation, there was those 14 hoarded dogs, and they hadn't had much human contact.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really took them a long time to warm up to her, and then she would introduce them to other people and slowly build their confidence. And I understand that you actually have taken your dog out in public, and he's just a normal dog.
We took him out to Dogtoberfest, where there were hundreds of dogs and thousands of people. We took him to the Circle L Ranch fundraiser at the Barley Hound last Sunday. People all over the place and other dogs. And he was an angel. He has been completely made welcome around people and dogs.
Oh, that's
you guys
so great. Man, our behavior team, they are not willing to give up on an animal. No matter how much time it takes, they have the compassion and the love to make sure that they're going to find an adopted home and that they'll be confident little guys.
And with the special deal coming up tomorrow at the walk-in clinic, tell us how people can learn more about YHS.
Go on our website at yavapaihumane.org, or you can check us out on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Yavapai Humane Society.
And that's Terry Davis from the Yavapai Humane Society. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned because we have news with Nick, followed by a chat with John Stankiewicz about safe firearms training. Coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at kqna.com.
Love me there.
Hi,
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Experience the professionals at Johnny's Tree and Landscaping. With fall and winter here, make sure your yard is prepared. Keep your landscape free of leaves and pine needles with our fall cleanup help. Winter is the only time to prune fruit trees, and our expert staff can make sure it's done properly. And don't forget to winterize your irrigation systems before the first freeze. Johnny's Tree and Landscaping, making sure your project is done correctly and safely the first time. For a free estimate, give us a call at 830-4977 or visit us at johnnystreeandlandscaping.com.
Black Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year. Turn to the Daily Courier to help you make the most of this shopping extravaganza. The Daily Courier is huge, stuffed with over 30 inserts filled with holiday bargains for just $2. Pick up your copy early between 4 and 6 on Wednesday at Frontier Village Shopping Center or at the Daily Courier office in Prescott Valley. Bring two cans of food and get the paper for just a dollar while supplies last. Planning made easy with the Daily Courier, available by 7 p.m. at all retail outlets.
The all-new 2018 Findlay Toyota Camry is a joyride for the senses. The redesigned exterior is a sleek, flowing shape, pushing limits with a new wider stance, unique catamaran-inspired accents, and a black sports mesh grille. The new 2018 Findlay Toyota Camry has undergone a total transformation. Sporty, elegant front and rear bumpers set your heart racing, while standard Toyota Safety Sense helps provide peace of mind. Now, go more places in complete confidence and always arrive fashionably great. Your Findlay Toyota Camry also comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Lease an all-new 2018 Camry SE for $199 per month or 0% for 60 months. It's a joyride for your senses. Take a test drive today at Findlay Toyota Prescott or visit us at findlaytoyotaprescott.com. We're everybody's hometown dealer. Offer on approved credit. Must finance through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, title, license, and $499 dock fees. Lease with $19.99 due at signing. Security deposit waived. Monthly payment for every 1,000 financed at 0% for 60 months is $1,667. Offer expires 12/4/2017.
It's that time of year again. The Artful Eye Jewelers is having their biggest sale of the year. Half off half the store. For 1 week only, beautiful handcrafted jewelry is half off. Even their gorgeous diamond engagement rings. They have gifts starting at just $15. Take it from me. Give her what she really wants this year for Christmas. The official sale starts Black Friday, but tell them Ken sent you and you can get the sale prices right now. Artful Eye Jewelers, right in the middle of Whiskey Row in downtown Prescott.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Some issues with the Deepwell Ranch project near the Prescott Airport have been resolved, but a Prescott City Council decision has not yet been made.
Council held a workshop Tuesday to discuss their concerns, which include city code modifications, the master plan, and application of the project vision. Mayor Harry Oberg says he has two major issues that need to be discussed further.
We've talked about the airport. Still think there's some issues there that need to be looked at. Traffic, see what the impact's going to be, whether or not right now we're going to have enough public right-of-way.
The project applicant is very open to addressing issues in terms.
It's better for us to take the time and ensure that we're meeting the concerns of the public and they have an understanding why we're doing that. We've taken a proper look at everything.
Oberg explains it's possible that action could be taken on this project by the end of the month. The Prescott City Council was scheduled to discuss the draft development agreement for the Deepwell Ranch project during a closed session on Monday. That could be followed by another workshop at 1 Tuesday afternoon, and a decision could be made on November 28th. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Yavapai College Rough Riders men's soccer team continues its winning ways in the national championship tournament. Yavapai County took on Mercer County, New Jersey Community College last night at Prescott Valley's Mountain Valley Park to determine who would advance to the tournament semifinals. The Rough Riders got a 2-0 lead and ended up getting a 7-2 win to move on. The West District champion Yavapai has now won 11 straight matches. The Rough Riders will take on the South District champion and defending national champion Tyler Texas Junior College in the semifinals. Game time is 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Mountain Valley Park. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of showers tomorrow, crisp, clear, and sunny on Saturday. Expect an overnight low of 48 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 64 tomorrow and a high of 62 on Saturday. 48 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Friday of 74 and a high on Saturday of 60. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and at 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Furnaces, we all need them, and we all tend to neglect them. Hi, this is Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Don't neglect your furnace this fall. Get your heating system running at peak performance before it gets cold outside. We're offering 30% off regular prices for fall service work and repair discounts through November 30th. We also have furnace efficiency upgrades when you buy a complete system. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Call us at 458-8177, follow us on Facebook, or visit pvhac.com.
Hi, it's Chris.
And Doug at Courtesy Auto Sales in Prescott.
Check out our newly expanded lot on Gurley Street.
With even more four-wheel drive Toyotas, Jeeps, and diesels.
We offer credit union financing with low rates.
Plus, find our full inventory online at courtesyautosales.net or give us a call at 515-2919.
Enjoy a haggle-free, hassle-free buying experience
at Courtesy Auto Sales,
where we sell what people want to buy.
Visit Courtesy Auto Sales in any of their three locations, Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:42. John Stankiewicz is here. John's from Nielsen Training and Consulting. John, tell us what Nielsen is all about.
DJ, it's good to be here. Nielsen Training and Consulting, at its core, is a firearms training school, is what we do. We like to think that we're much more than that. We were talking earlier, it is not extraordinarily difficult to teach an adult of above average intelligence or moderate intelligence to use a firearm. We believe in mindset. We believe in real world situational training. And that's really what differentiates us from a lot of other firearms training companies and instructors that are out there.
Are these classes all local or do you go on site?
Well, lately things have really been taken off. We're not back from North Carolina, but for a couple of weeks, we went out there and did four classes there in North Carolina. Coming up, we train in California, we train in Utah. We're planning some trips out to Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, and Mobile, Alabama. So things are starting to grow quite a bit. Locally here, I'm in Chino Valley, and I use the ProForce range out in Chino Valley at the end of Perkinsville. So the police department there has been gracious enough to let us use their range on occasion. So,
what kinds of groups most often call you for training?
That changes on almost a daily basis.
Really?
Yes. What we do at Nielsen Training is our classes and our curriculums go from beginner, I've never pulled the trigger in my life, to highly advanced operations with teams.
Sure.
And everything in between. And anyone can benefit from those classes. We get an awful lot of traffic from female shooters. We do ladies-only pistol and ladies-only rifle classes, which, with all of the really cool high-speed, low-drag stuff I've done in my career, is probably one of my most satisfying classes, to see the reaction from a group of women that may have had a lot of stereotypes attached to that firearm and watching those break down during the day. The latest is we're getting called by a lot of churches, and I think you know why.
And isn't, you know, it's tragic, but you know what? The way the world is, did you ever think, John, you'd see the day when you have to worry about your safety in a church?
You know, unfortunately, with my experiences in the military and my experience in law enforcement, I can look at that and say, yeah, I kind of have. I'm sure the average person hasn't, but I have. I just came back from Nashville, Tennessee, from a military reunion, and we all went to the Grand Ole Opry, and we all had to walk through a metal detector to get into that building.
Isn't that amazing?
So there's a safety factor, and but then again, now here's me, someone that's kind of trained to how to deal with these things, and now all the tools that, of the trade that I have are now not available to me.
Yeah.
So it's not a big surprise. There's so many churches out there. And it's such a perfect, unfortunately, it's a perfect soft target.
Because you've got basically sitting ducks, right? Mm-hmm. You've got a group of people, and if this happens to be a group of people that you have a grudge against, you're sitting ducks, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you've got an entire building full of people, and basically one person facing the door, and everyone else is facing away from it, if you think about it that way.
And on that note, when you enter a building, it's wise to take note where the exits are, isn't it?
Exactly. And that's really the kind of stuff that we're trying to get at with our company, with Nielsen Training and Consulting. It's not just the shooting. I've had plenty of people that have taken a class, or I've talked to about taking a class, and they have no intentions of carrying a gun, and that's fine. That's your choice. But mindset, situational awareness, understanding what's going on around you, that's a huge part of this potential fight or situation that you may find yourself in. Mm-hmm. And it's just as, if not more important than knowing how to pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get people calling you wanting to be trained on how to use a rifle for hunting?
We do get that. It's not our forte. There's plenty of places to take hunter safety. There's plenty of people that will show you how to get into competition shooting. Living in the free state of Arizona, it's very easy to go out and shoot on your own.
Sure.
All of those things. And there's nothing wrong with any of those. Yeah. It's just not what we are. From beginner to intermediate to advanced, everything that we do by the end of the day, if not the very beginning of the day, throughout the day, we are talking about you defending yourself from a deadly encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That's what our classes and our curriculums are based around, real world training for the real world.
And when people ask you, what kind of firearm should I get? What do you tell them?
Usually I annoy them greatly, because most instructors out there and most of the people you'll talk to, they'll see a person shoot and they'll recommend brand A, B, or C. Every time someone asks me, what is the right gun for me? I look them dead in the eye and I tell them the one that works for you. And I've annoyed some of my students that way, because they'll come to a beginner's class and it's lunchtime and I've seen you shooting for a couple of hours, and they want to know the make, model, and serial number of what gun I should tell them to buy. And that's not what works. What I'm wearing on my hip, what I carry, what you carry is not necessarily the right thing for that person.
Because you have years of experience with it.
Years of experience, and really just what works for you.
Sure.
I mean, there's a couple of gun companies out there. If you come to one of my classes and you see the equipment that I run, there's a few gun companies out there that probably should pay me some money.
Well, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's really up to the individual. I will tell you, buy something that's quality. One of the things that we do at our classes, you come to one of my classes for one day and we have a relationship for life. You call me on the phone, you ask me a question about a gun, a holster, a flashlight, a knife, anything, mm-hmm. any kind of tactics, another school to go to. And that's a commitment that we make to you for life, is I'll give you an honest answer.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a gun range that rents guns. If you're new to this.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of them do it. They're right here locally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't go with someone, ask them there, okay, and go through the process with them and find out what gun works for you, size, caliber, mm-hmm. get quality equipment, get quality holsters, et cetera, et cetera. We have a ton of sponsors on our website that we believe in that kind of point you in the right direction. But at the end of the day, it's an individual decision and what is going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest surprise people get the first time they get acquainted with a firearm?
I think the biggest surprise they probably have is the fundamentals of actually shooting a gun accurately are not, in fact, that hard. The hard part comes in with doing it under stress.
Ah.
Stress and stress inoculation. Again, having the right mindset, seeing what's going on around you. And like I've said it before, it's not a difficult thing to teach someone to pull that trigger.
Sure.
But doing it with the right mindset and under stress, that's usually where they get very surprised. That, and you get a lot of folks that come out and they think that they're pretty proficient shooters because they've been doing it since they were a child or hunting with parents and grandparents and all that business. And they come out into, as much as I really don't like this word anymore, this tactical environment.
Yeah.
And they're really surprised at what they don't know.
On that note, why would someone buy a firearm and not seek to be trained on how to use it?
Why would you walk into a car dealership and buy a brand new car without ever test driving it?
There you are.
You know, it's the same thing. And it's a very serious thing. And we could talk about gun laws and gun control all day long, and sure, we all kind of know where that's going to wind up.
Yeah.
But just coming down to the training aspect, you don't go to the dealership and pick up a brand new SUV, drive it off the lot, and then figure out what's wrong with it. That applies to purchasing a firearm, mm-hmm, and it applies to its continued use. It makes no sense to have something with that much responsibility behind it and not go out and train. If you go out and buy a $400 handgun or a $1,200 handgun, depending on what works for you and what your finances are like, you are foolish, whether it's with me or anyone else, and vet your instructors, but you're foolish not to go out and try to get some continued training.
Mm-hmm. So this is a CCW state, right? Arizona?
Constitutional carry state,
yeah.
So you don't need a CCW, but you can acquire a CCW here.
Okay. Do you carry a weapon all the time?
All the time. Me, mm-hmm, personally?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
How often have you had to draw it?
Well, in law enforcement, that's obviously a different story, because
sure,
sometimes that's quite frequently on a nightly basis. Out on the street, when I was not working, really not that often.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the benefits of the amount of training that I've gone through is learning how to identify that situation that I think is coming,
yeah,
and avoid it. And if I do have to produce that firearm or show that firearm, then that's where we're going to go.
Yeah.
But that's part of the training process, is knowing how to identify those things before they happen.
And that's that mindset you were talking about, isn't it?
That's the most important thing we talk about on the range.
Because once somebody draws that weapon, the dynamics have changed, haven't they?
Completely. Completely.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh. Wow.
That's our saying at Nielsen Training, is we don't teach shooting, we teach problem solving. And that's really what it's about. It's just based on defending yourself.
And you were in law enforcement for how long?
16 years.
So that prepared you very well for this, didn't it?
It did. I always seem to wind up in the right place at the right time, or wrong time, depending on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm. And it also taught you to recognize people who maybe should not have a firearm, right?
Yeah, I have... In my military, law enforcement, and civilian training career, which has spanned about 30 years at this, mm-hmm, point, I have had to look at people on the range and say, this is not the right thing for you to be doing right now,
mm-hmm,
for a number of different reasons.
Sure. But for people looking to be trained, how can they contact you?
Nielsen, well, we just redid our website. We have a much nicer website, and once it's all up and running and all the kinks are worked out, it's nielsentraining.com. Nielsen is N-I-E-L-S-E-N, training.com. We're on Facebook and all the other social,
sure,
media. You can contact me here in Arizona at 928-308-3405.
Just don't try and spell Stankiewicz, right?
Good luck. Or if you want to know how to spell it, you can always come to the VFW post. I'm the commander.
I'm
the commander at the Veterans of Foreign Wars post, post 541, 202 North Arizona. And you can come in and I'll teach you how to spell it over a couple beverages.
And that's John Stankiewicz. Thanks for joining us today from Nielsen Training. Stay tuned, because I've got some final thoughts in Monday's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad City. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com.
Who doesn't want to save money and support your local community? Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA, MBA, and EA. Now is the time to find out what Arizona tax credits you qualify for. Currently, only 10% of people use Arizona tax credits to benefit our hometown community. You're going to pay the money anyway, so why not keep the money local and give to places that you choose instead of the state government? Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Carol Benedict, the Executive Director at US Vets. I'm proud to make a difference in our community by providing housing and employment services for veterans. The bachelor's degree I earned from Prescott College provided me with the skills and support I needed to launch a career making a difference in the lives of others.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
At Findlay Subaru Prescott, we believe in making the world a better place. So this year, we'll donate a bicycle to Prescott Toys for Tots for every new Subaru sold through the end of November. So stop by and take a look at the latest Findlay Subaru offerings. Through November 30th, you can get as low as 0% for up to 63 months on a new 2018 Findlay Subaru Outback or Forester. With up to 32 miles per gallon and symmetrical all-wheel drive, this is the most adventurous Outback yet. Loaded with creature comforts so you adventure in style. The Forester packs an available 250 horsepower turbocharged boxer motor and over 100 cubic feet of interior space, and both offer as low as 0% for up to 63 months. Purchase a new Subaru and we'll donate a bicycle to Prescott Toys for Tots through the end of November. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, you know, coming up this weekend is the Fall Food Drive, and on behalf of our sister station, Jack FM, I will be at the Maverick Store at Glassford Hill Road and Lakeshore Drive in Prescott Valley Saturday from 10 to 1. I hope you'll come by and drop off some canned and shelf-stable foods for the needy families in Yavapai County. That's the Maverick Store at Glassford Hill and Lakeshore. I'll be there from 10 to 1, and you can listen in on our sister station, 94.7 Jack FM, because I'll be there out there. I'll be out there for that. Stay tuned now for Talk of the Town, the Thursday toss-up. Then join me Monday for Q&A with my guests Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB and Michael Hagan, the Chief Academic Officer from Scholastic Education, the group that publishes those great and informative classroom magazines. That's Monday at 3 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Prescott College, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQ&A.